Alright, let's rip this shit. So, Robert Frost. Yeah, Robert Frost. He said, as many know, the famous poem "The Road Not Taken." He said, turning, he said, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by." Now here's the thing. Those two roads diverged in the woods. And Robert Frost, let's say he went to the left, you know, almost everyone else went to the right path. And he went down the path, and he got, like, I think it was 0.3 miles, if I'm correct. And he realized that it was a dead end. So, he turned around and then went to the right path, the right side. So, he actually went down both paths. Yeah, that made a difference of about 20 minutes walking. And that's why less people had gone that path. It's because it was a dead end. Yeah. Dude, okay. So, summer, going into my senior year of college, I, holy shit, gassed 399 here, Franklin, Kentucky. Summer going into my senior year of college, I called up a bunch of people that I hadn't spoken to in a long time to try to get them into life insurance. Dude, that sucked. That was probably the worst time of my life. Never cold calling. I mean, some people have the knack for it, and it doesn't feel that fishy, because sometimes it's really not that bad, but if you're not good at it, you come off like the biggest jackass, and you have to put on the clown costume. The curly hair, red and blue and yellow, you put on that big honking nose, and you stomp around in some size 20 shoes. That shit sucked. That shit, like, that's what I cringe maybe the most at. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot. But that might be it. It's like calling someone that you haven't talked to in like 4 years. You didn't even talk to them much back then. And you're like, hey, I'm not actually being straightly direct with you, but you should put $20 down every month so that when you die, younger than you expected, your kids will get a bunch of money. And they're sitting there and they're going, dude, we weren't even friends. But they don't say it like that. They say it like, sorry, I'm really not that interested. And you go home and you put on like Parks and Rec or like The Office or something, and you dig into your thing of peanut butter with the spoon, and you don't cry like physical tears, but it's more like deep-rooted, very internal cries. And you really don't have anyone there to help you, because you are, to some people, being the jackass. And again, it's not everyone, okay? Some people, they do it, they have a great time, you know, they come off likable. The product or the services become beneficially apparent, you know? You could argue either way, pointless, need this stuff, you're just trying to make money off me, but you talk to the right person, and it really doesn't feel like that. But when you're the wrong person, that time of your life fucking sucks. I could have not done that. I mean, I had another offer somewhere else and I didn't take it because I already accepted this one. I didn't really understand how to exist as a in the workforce. Workforce stuff, I guess. Anyway. Yeah. That is ass. Dude, I saw, I was at the gas station, I saw Sour Patch Cola. They were little, like, little drops, little circles, and they're cola flavored Sour Patch. That looked pretty fucking sick. Yeah.